to the Entrepreneur Storm. This is Jason Bornstein. Let me ask you, are you done making up excuses in your life? Are you done finally just throwing more and more and more crap onto the reasons why you can't succeed in this life? Let me share with you my loyal listenership. Let me share with you one of the greatest bits of advice that I have ever heard, and it is this: the buck stops here. The buck stops here. You're in a position right now in your life where you can make a powerful decision to just take personal responsibility. And the buck stops here is so significant, has so much emotional weight for me, because it means that any excuses that you can come up with, it's like the gravity sucks the air out of the room. The buck stops here. There's no excuses whatsoever. All of those things that you look back in your life about and you say, oh, if the banks hadn't just put up that interest rate that I didn't expect, if I hadn't had that money stolen by that person, if I hadn't been hacked into my account, if I hadn't made that bad decision, if somebody hadn't let me make that bad decision, then everything would be just fine and dandy today. No. I'm here to help you hold yourself accountable. No. The buck stops here. And that means all of those things that you thought were somebody else's fault, or that you wanted to shift responsibility onto somebody else. Blame, in other words, if you wanted to blame other circumstances, other people, the buck stops here. It stops right here. So all of that, even the things that you believe to be injustices, you do yourself a disservice if you choose to believe that others are responsible for what took place. Any wrongdoing, you've got to take responsibility for what occurred. And the reason for this is very practical. You know, we can get into semantics and we can come up with reasons why things may have been unfair, why they may have seemed unjust, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, you're helping yourself. It is in your own self-interest to take complete personal ownership of where you are and where you've been in your life. So just practically speaking, you know, let's just leave the emotions out right now. You know, just leave those emotions out right now. Practically speaking, when you take responsibility for everything in your life, that is the moment that you step into your power and you're able to go gangbusters and take over every last specific detail in your life. Because if you're not pointed towards a specific goal, you know, like if you're lost at sea, you know, metaphorically, if you're lost at sea and the waves are thrashing about and you don't know where you're headed, if you're that captain, you're going to crash into the shore and you're going to hurt a lot of people besides yourself in your life. No, the buck stops here. You guide that ship towards a specific point, the lighthouse, and just focus on it and move towards it. See, when you have excuses, you get confused. When you have excuses, you say, oh, I don't know if we're going to make it here. The fog's really dense. That's an excuse. The waves are thrashing very wildly. That's an excuse. My first mate was supposed to be taking care of this, but he hasn't. That's an excuse. And it detracts from your ability to accomplish your goals. Keep your vision right in front of you. You see, when you take personal responsibility and the buck stops here, when the buck stops here, you are able to focus on that lighthouse. And those excuses, they just melt away. They just get burned up by that brilliant light inside of you that is determined that is focused and that feels damn good about itself. That feels so good. You get to own the bruises, you get to own the scrapes, you get to own all of the things that hurt along the way. And guess what? Hey, you get to own all of the trophies, you get to own the achievements, you get to own the success. You see, when I realized this, oh man, when I discovered that if I would just love the process, if I would just take personal responsibility for everything that was happening in my life, oh man, things became so much easier. My God, instead of looking for reasons to fail, I started looking for every solution for why I could succeed. A quick word from our sponsor today. Today's show is brought to you by ProsperYourPassion.com, the quickest, safest, easiest, most reliable way to make money online today. Head on over there, check them out, they're real legitimate. That's ProsperYourPassion.com. Now, let me ask you, can you change your past? Can you change your past? Because if the answer is no, if you haven't found a time machine to change the past, then what use is the past right now to you if you can't change it? You see, if you're going through your life and you're finding yourself dwelling on thoughts and feelings that kind of are painful or that hurt, then you're doing yourself a disservice once again. You look around you, you'll notice if you're going into the supermarket, if you are at a job, if you're going into any kind of group environment and you haven't made a decision to associate with powerful people, then just pay attention. You're going to notice that there's a lot of language being used, a lot of gossip being used to talk about things that have occurred in the past or that are continuing to occur. And these people will talk about it as though they have no power over it. You know, and if it's in the present and they're talking about it, they're pretending that they have no power over their situation. If they're talking about the past and about how they had no power over it and how it hurt and it sucked and it was painful, then it just totally makes sense that they would feel that way because they gave up their power to create a solution, a positive solution for it at the time. But if you have decided to make a powerful decision, again, the buck stops here, and associate with those who are taking personal responsibility for their lives, then you'll notice that the language itself is quite a bit different in the conversations that you'll have. You see, small people talk about other people. And big people who make things happen in this world, who are the best kinds of contributors to the entire human race, talk about ideas. And you can even look at comedians about this. You know, great comedians, they're not talking, even when they're talking about people, they're not talking, labeling people. They're not saying that a person is this way and can't be changed, da-da-da-da-da. No, great comedians, if you have your own great comedian that you love, I have my own. If you know who that is, I want you to think about them for a minute. And remember, they're talking about ideas. And that's why so many people can relate to great comedians. Because ideas are the universal language of the universe, of this global community that we exist in. You know, so once again, I encourage you to associate with powerful thinkers. And the only way that you are a powerful thinker, that you become a powerful thinker, is by taking this what I keep talking about, personal responsibility, the buck stops here. You know, I was listening to a Steve Jobs commencement speech from 2005 at Stanford, and I love Steve Jobs. I don't know, I'm just fascinated by the guy and the different things that he has to say. But along these lines, with us talking about personal responsibility, the buzzword throughout this podcast, is he was talking about how he had no money when he was going to college, and how he would collect, you know, the 5-cent glass bottles, and he would turn them in so that he could eat, and that he would walk 7 miles across town once a week to go to the Hare Krishna temple for one free meal a week. And then after he told this story to the Stanford students, he said, and I loved every minute of it, and you could just feel he was genuinely saying that. And the way that he enjoyed that, you know, a lot of people may have felt like they were victims of circumstances or of society. But, you know, this just speaks to the depth of Steve Jobs' greatness. This one example is that he chose to take personal responsibility of his own happiness. He enjoyed the process that he was going through. And then to tie in with this, as he was continuing his speech, he talked about how, you know, we can't really connect all of the dots about where we're going to end up. We can intend things, and we can have our goal clearly defined and set in front of us. But to dwell on things in the past before your life has come to a fruition, before your dreams have really come to fruition, if you're in the process right now, it doesn't serve you to look back and try to connect the dots about how you've come to where you are. You need to continue through the process. And when you're at that space, when you're at that plateau, you know, and continuing to climb up the mountain, when you're at that plateau and you're looking back and you can say, wow, I reached this point of success, and it didn't make sense at the time, but looking back now, I can connect the dots. So a bit of advice, you know, from Steve Jobs is, you know, enjoy the process and take personal responsibility for your emotions in the moment, because they will serve you well. Positive emotions, oh man, individuals will be attracted to you, and your enthusiasm and your love for life is going to cause people to want to aid you in some way. You're giving so much just by your positive energy and enthusiasm. So take personal responsibility for your emotions in the moment right now. I'm excited for you. I can feel that this journey, that this energy is just going to serve you so well, and I'm so excited for you. And thank you, Steve Jobs, for pointing that out. And you know, if you're there now, take a moment and look back at how you got to this beautiful place that you are, where you visualized your dream and it's come true, and you're ready to make a bigger dream. And you can look back and see that you weren't able to necessarily connect all the dots moving forward, but looking back, you can see how it all seemed to line up perfectly, and that because you took personal responsibility in the moment for the circumstances of your life and for the emotions that you allowed yourself to experience, because of all of that, you were able to succeed. Oh man. You were able to succeed. One more word from our sponsor today, prosperyourpassion.com. The quickest, safest, easiest, most reliable way to make money online today. Really legitimate way to make money online. Go check them out. prosperyourpassion.com. This is Jason Bornstein once again with Entrepreneur Storm. We look forward to seeing you on the next show.